You're listening to 1680 WOKBM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show, the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. And we have a very interesting show for you today. That's right. This show, well, this is our memorial show and Memorial Day show. But before we get started, let me introduce the people in the studio. To my right, my wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Lynn?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our annual Memorial Day tribute, and we welcome you and thank you for joining us tonight. Today is May 28, 2017.
And to my left, my buddy, Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our show. And I'm so glad to be here on this very special day.
And behind the scenes,
on the machine,
the main man. Without him, there is no show. Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On the machine.
Chris Shaw.
You like that, huh, Chris?
I like that.
The engineer behind the scenes. That's right.
And another Sunday, Chris is with us.
That's right.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, this Memorial Day show, well, we've got an impact show for you today. By the way, the phone number to call in, which I hope you do, phone number is 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way, one of our players today is absent. He was supposed to be here. He's a little under the weather. We're talking about our buddy, the Reverend. I call him the Reverend, the pastor. We're talking about Charles Brooks. Charles Brooks is a little under the weather. Hope he's feeling better soon.
Miss you, Charles.
Yeah, miss you, yep, Charles. Miss you, Charles.
Forward to seeing again soon.
Yes, looking forward to see you and Dawn. Hey, folks, hope you remember what Memorial Day is all about, because we'll be talking about a lot about it today. And I hope you call in. And if you call in today, don't forget, you're getting your bracelet. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And that's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show bracelets.
That's only if they've never called in before, correct?
Yes, you know, we can't get it again.
We're not giving a bracelet every week
I hope you're going to order them. I guess you'll order them next week, right?
Yeah, we're looking for new callers.
Yes. And then we'll send them out to you. So, Gary Sinclair.
Yes, sir.
So, what do you have to say,
Gary? Well, I got a couple shout-outs this morning or this evening. And I got to give a shout-out to my brother Gary in New York. I talked to him today. He said he listened to our show. And I want to give a shout-out to my grandson, Braden, which he's with his dad right now, which I want to make an announcement that Stephen's stepdad, Steve, he's in the at Fort Hood, Texas, and he's with the Cavalry 1-6, they call it, 1-6. And they're going to be deployed, I want to mention, too. They're going to be deployed next month on the 10th. To Korea. And I want to wish Steve well, and I want to wish all the 1-6 in his group to go there and be safe and come back.
For sure.
Absolutely. For sure.
Absolutely.
Because things in Korea aren't looking too good right now. It's sort of a little nervous. But let's move on.
Yes, Chris.
He's on the phone, Michael.
Oh, okay.
We have a caller already.
You have a caller already?
Yeah, except that the monitor's not set up, so I can't see the names yet.
Well, good. You're blind as we are now.
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, for those who are just turning in for the first time, this show is catered to the visually impaired and the blind community. But we want and we hope the sighted folks like our show. And we say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted.
Okay. Yes, well, our guest is a little early, but what the heck? We'll take him early, right? Okay. Michael, introduce Bruce.
Oh, Bruce is on the line.
He's
supposed to
call
at 7:15. He called in
early.
Okay. So, Bruce.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Bruce.
This is Bruce Davis.
Doing really well.
Hi, Bruce. Welcome. And
he's from Vist, right? He's from Vist.
Right.
Hello, Bruce. This is Gary. I know we had met a couple years back when you first started. You're a bro, right?
He's what?
Are you a bro?
A bro? What do you mean a bro?
He knows what a
bro is. What I am is the Visual Impairment Services Team Coordinator at the VA Medical Center in Gainesville.
Oh, okay.
At the VA.
Okay, you're at the VA in Gainesville. Okay, I was thinking there's another guy named Bruce, and he was a bro.
And you're also with South Georgia, correct, Bruce?
Right. The healthcare system that I'm with is the North Florida, South Georgia Veterans Health System.
Well, can you tell everybody about that and what it involves and who qualifies? And
I would love to. The North Florida, South Georgia Veterans Health System is one of the largest VA healthcare systems in the country. We have medical centers in Gainesville and Lake City, large outpatient clinics in Tallahassee, Jacksonville, and the Villages, and then about 7 or 8 what we call community-based outpatient clinics located throughout the area.
Like Vero Beach.
And Vero Beach may be one that's associated with the West Palm Beach VA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my program is the Visual Impairment Services Program. And it is a program that is designed to help veterans who are legally blind to make the most that they can out of of being legally blind, to become as independent as possible. And in my current caseload, I have 447 legally blind veterans.
Wow.
In a 7-county area. Most of the veterans are legally blind due to age-related medical problems as opposed to combat injuries.
So how old are they, from what to what, approximately?
What is their average age?
The age range goes anywhere from the 30s all the way up to, I have a veteran that's 104.
No kidding. Wow.
Yes. What's the bulk of the range? You said 30 to 102, 104.
The majority of our veterans are over the age of 80.
Right.
Over the age of 80?
Absolutely.
My dad. My father's 95, World War II. He's still going strong.
Mm-hmm. And this is what you would expect with an aging veteran population, since the incidence of blindness increases with age.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of them have macular degeneration. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I would say the majority have macular degeneration, followed by glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy.
And Bruce, if I may, I would like you. Whoops, we're going to a break.
Going to break.
Catch
stay
you on
right
the other
there.
Side of the break.
Don't
stay
go away,
Chris.
Stay right there.
I will
Bruce,
stay.
We'll
stay there, Bruce.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2js.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483. And that was the United States Marine hymn. And you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And if you want to call in, it's 407-894-1680. We've been talking to Bruce. You still there?
I am still here.
Okay.
Thank you for
hey,
waiting.
Bruce, this is Gary again. And first of all, I'm going to ask you, or Michael's been pestering me to have you explain a little bit more about what a bro is.
What a BROS is an acronym for Blind Rehabilitation Outpatient Specialist.
Oh.
This is the individual who goes into the home and is certified to train in at least two different skill areas in the field of blind rehabilitation to assist a veteran in overcoming the difficulties that are part and parcel of being legally blind. Our blind rehab specialist in Gainesville is Wanda Bourne, and she's a certified rehab teacher and low vision therapist. And she goes into the homes and teaches individuals how to live independently,
and to help them to utilize the low vision aids that the VA can offer for a veteran. We have other blind rehab specialists that go into the home that are orientation mobility specialists and computer access training specialists who can do one-on-one training within the home as well.
Okay, thank you. And one thing I want you to explain, you can explain it better, is there's a lot of confusion, and we have a lot of people that are listening to the show today throughout the United States. And these people that have been in the military, for example, and they've served 4 years or whatever, and they know that they're going blind, but they think, well, I ain't got a percentage in the VA or anything. The VA has nothing. They don't want nothing to do with me. You know, I got glaucoma now. They had nothing to do with you know, my service. Now explain, they are eligible, correct?
That's correct. If they are legally blind due to their vision loss and they are honorably discharged from the military, then they are eligible for VA health care and the blind rehab services that we offer.
Wow, that's something. That's something.
That's very important. I hope everybody is taking notes.
Unbelievable.
Right, because there's a misconception that you have to have either retired from the military to be eligible.
Right.
Or be injured.
Sometimes a veteran has applied for VA health care when they could see, and then their vision gets worse to the point where they're legally blind, and where before they weren't eligible because of income, they waive the requirement about income being low enough to be able to come into the VA.
Right. So all they have to do is, if they are in question, to come to a VA clinic, go to information, and ask for the VIST coordinator, and he can explain
that's
it to
correct.
You. And it's so
and what
important.
We will do for them is we'll help them get registered in the VA healthcare system. We'll complete what's called a catastrophically disabled veteran evaluation form, submit that to eligibility, and move them into a priority group where we can start to provide services for them.
Wow. Bruce, you're in the Gainesville area, so what would be your advice for people listening around the country? What would be the general avenue to go? Would just call the VA and ask for VIST? Is that the name of it all over the country?
That's the name of it throughout the country.
Okay.
You want to find the VIST coordinator.
Okay.
And that's the Visual Impairment Services Team coordinator who works with the blind veterans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that individual will help them with the process of getting registered.
I want to ask you, do you know Chris Collins?
I know Chris Collins. He's my counterpart down in the Orlando area. Yeah.
He's my buddy.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he works very hard.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce, for coming on board.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you to all the veterans out there for your service.
And thank you. You were in the service, correct?
I was not. My father was in the service, and he was visually impaired. My brothers were in the service, and when I came out of graduate school, the Air Force said they didn't need me, so I came to work for the VA.
Well, at least you did something right. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for coming
thank
on board.
Thank you for your help.
Thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much, Bruce.
Happy Memorial
thank
Day
you
weekend.
Thank you for having me on the show.
All right,
you're
Bruce.
Welcome.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We have somebody on the line?
I thought Chris is on the phone, so I don't know.
If we have somebody on the line, we're open now.
Yeah.
407-894-1680.
I think we'll go to our first trivia once
oh,
Chris gets off the
good.
Phone. Well, because things got reversed a little bit.
A little
here.
Bit? Okay, just so it's trivia
bit.
Time.
Well,
that's
on,
good.
On the phones.
I'm ready for my first trivia.
Yeah.
Ready for my first trivia.
Wait, not yet. You have somebody on the line, Chris?
Yeah, I have Paul from Jacksonville. He had a question for Bruce, but maybe Gary can probably answer the question. Paul, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, this is Paul from where?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Paul
Duval
from
County.
Jacksonville, Florida.
If not, we will have...
Paul, how you doing, Paul?
We'll get Paul in touch with Bruce, if Gary can't answer it.
Okay, what can I help you with there, Bruce, hopefully?
No, it's Paul.
Paul.
I mean,
hey, group. Gary, this is Paul Kaminsky.
Oh, Paul Kaminsky.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hey, hi. This is our man that sends us our commercials.
That's right.
Yes. Ask Bruce, how many VIST coordinators there are in Florida... And where they're located.
Yeah, I have. He's not
well,
on
Bruce
the line
is gone
anymore.
Now. We ended his segment. He came out early.
I would assume he would handle Jacksonville because they handle northern Florida.
Right, wait a second. Paul, I can give you Bruce's email address when I'm off the air later, okay?
Paul, No, never mind.
He's got it. He's got it.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, he. Yeah, he's all in touch. I want to say, Paul, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Gary, this is Paul Kaminsky.
Yep. Yeah, we're hearing you in the background. We're hearing you in the background. You got your radio.
Yeah, I realize that now.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Wait a minute. If he would like a bracelet, get his address.
Yeah,
we'll send him a bracelet.
Paul's got to get a bracelet.
Well, this ain't my first time. But
no, yeah. This is the first time since we've had these bracelets we're giving out.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be sending you. Hang on, and Chris will get your
But let me explain something about the question I was going to ask, because I do have the answer.
Okay, good, good.
But the question I was going to ask Bruce was, how many VIS coordinators are there in Florida?
Okay.
And where are they located? And actually, we've got like 13 VIS coordinators throughout the state of Florida.
Okay.
Florida is one of the largest recipients of VIS coordinators throughout their state. You know, we've got one in Pensacola, another one in Lake City. Tallahassee's got a temporary one. And Gainesville's got one for the Northeast area. Then we got Chris Collins down in Daytona Beach. I mean, Orlando. Then we got Connie in Daytona. Then we have Avis down in Miami.
Oh, okay.
And Tampa's and St. Pete's, it's a large area. There's actually two VIS coordinators in that area. So there's basically 13 VIS coordinators that supply services to the blinded veterans in the state of Florida.
Very interesting.
Well, he was saying that there were he handles 400, but what you're saying is, my gosh, there must be many, 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 many more.
If you can imagine each VIS coordinator handling a similar caseload, that's what they're covering.
Could you you have a little more knowledge, and I was trying to tell Michael on the average miles that one bro has to travel to take care of an area.
Bruce has got a big area. He goes from Gainesville, a little north of Gainesville, to like Lake White, and then he goes all the way down to Ocala and into Lady Lakes. I think him and Chris Collins split Lady Lakes and the villages down there. So that's a big area for Bruce.
A lot of travel.
Well, Paul, thank you much for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you. Keep on
listening.
Keep
us in touch. Keep us updated with the commercials, would you please?
Keep on listening.
And give Chris your...
Okay, later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so let's go to our first
trivia. Okay, so now it's trivia time.
All right.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? Okay, who is singing that song?
It's an oldie but goodie.
Now, it's an old song, a big song. Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. You heard a little bit of the Marine hymn. While we're waiting, can we play another hymn?
That's what I was thinking. We should play
another hymn. I'd like to play another hymn.
Because we have many to go before the end of the show. We've
got six of them to play.
Yeah.
Let's have another hymn.
All right.
Hymn.
From a service. Oh, here we go.
That's me.
There you go. Gary can stand up.
Yeah.
The Navy. Thank you. that was the Navy's hymn.
Okay.
I got to tell you a little something about the Anchors Away that reminds me when I was in boot camp. Great Lakes was divided in half. It was Camp Moffett and then the new main side. Well, when you first went to boot camp, your first 2 weeks, you wound up over in these old World War II barracks that were full of holes and everything else and the cold. But we had to train over there for 2 weeks till we could get in our barracks over to the main side. But when we had to go to the main side, we had to go under a bridge, which the traffic, regular civilian traffic, drove over top of this bridge, and we had to march underneath it to get to the other side. And every time we got to the, just to the, going down and under the bridge, we had to start singing Anchors Away. Oh. And you had to do that every time you went through that bridge.
That's funny.
That's funny.
All right, let's take our call, and then I'm going to read something that was submitted to me by one of our listeners. We have Tanya from Orlando, but she's really in Mississippi right now.
Yeah,
hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Thanks for listening.
Hi, guys. How is everybody tonight?
Doing
fine.
Good.
How are you down there in Mississippi?
Up there.
I'm doing
up there, sideways.
Well.
Yeah, up there.
I just want you guys to know how much it meant to me to hear you play the Marine hymn, because I came here to watch my grandson graduate high school, and he leaves Tuesday for the Marines.
We wish him the best of luck.
Wish him well.
Yeah. Wow. And then you played the Navy hymn, and our son was in the Navy, and pretty much all of my male figures in my family. So
that
meant a lot. I just want you guys to know I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
A question. Are you sighted or visually impaired?
Yes, Tanya's sighted.
Oh, you're sighted?
That's Sheila's oldest friend.
Oh, okay.
Oldest
Putting it
friend.
Like that, Gary, sounds really bad.
Well, listen, you called in. We've got to get your address. We can send you a Blind and Beyond bracelet.
Get a bracelet now.
I'm already on the list.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. She got it a couple weeks back.
Did you call about the trivia or just to thank us for the...
No, I just wanted to call and thank you about the military hymn.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
All right. You keep
listening. Talk to you later. Have a good time.
All right. Well,
thanks. Listen, God bless you guys.
Thank you, Tanya. Bye-bye.
While we're waiting for callers, I'd like to read Dale Chesko, who is one of the receptionists at the Lighthouse Central Florida, sent in a Memorial Day remembrance that he asked me to read. So here we go. This is from Dale Chesko. This American tradition of remembrance of our fallen men and women in uniform is currently referred to as Memorial Day. A tradition of honoring our fallen men and women is an institutional mindset of our military. This Memorial Day tradition came about on May 5, 1868, when General John Logan established a day of remembrance for those soldiers who died during the Civil War by placing flowers on the graves of the fallen in both the Union and the Confederate armies. After all, the enjoyment we, the American people, have in our days of rest and relaxation is due to the sacrifice of the fallen men and women in our military or law enforcement. Their courage to lay down their lives is exemplified in American values such as God, faith, family, and helper of the defenseless against tyranny. Further, in song, the selflessness of our fallen men and women in uniform is demonstrated in America the Beautiful. And he has a quote here. O beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self our country loved, and mercy more than life. Ultimately, this selflessness of our fallen men and women, military or law enforcement, have truly given their final measures of devotion, as personified in the movie Flags of Our Fathers, quote, they gave their tomorrow for our today, end quote. And I am so thankful for these brave souls. So during this upcoming Memorial Day weekend, it is this writer's hope that we Americans, between our barbecues and our picnics, will set aside time to remember our fallen heroes with the utmost gratitude. Respectfully yours, a thankful citizen. Isn't that wonderful?
That was very nice.
Thank you so much. Dale Chesko. We really appreciate your contribution to this Memorial Day tribute. Thank you.
Thank you, Dale.
Okay. And see, if you have anything you would like to submit, to contribute to any show in the future, anybody that's out there listening, we welcome your contributions. Just email them to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And we will include your contribution in the show.
And don't forget to look at our web page. If you look it up, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Okay, we have another caller.
We have a caller on the line. Are you calling for trivia?
Yes, he is. We have our friend Eugene calling from Clearwater, Florida.
Eugene!
Hi, Eugene. Hey, how you doing there, Lynn, Gary, and Mike, and Chris?
Hello. How you doing?
Hey.
All right. Well, is it fraction?
What fraction?
The people, the group, fraction.
Oh, no. I'm no. sorry.
This
no.
was 1962, but nope, I won't say the name yet.
Rats.
Did you get your bracelet?
Anyway, I'm a retired veteran.
What branch?
Same as Gary, United States Navy.
Wow.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, I did 22 years, and then after that, I got out and I went to work with the Sheriff's Department for 15. And I go to the VA. I use the VIST and the Bros.
Good.
Rebecca and Deborah, they're kept pretty busy.
Well, that's good that you used what's available to you. The VA is so good with us.
And matter of fact, they recommended me. They think I'd be a good candidate to go to, I think it's Augusta, to get trained for the ORACAM.
Oh,
that's nice. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, so. We wish you luck, and we're glad you're out there listening, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Yep, and Chris has got my info so I can get a bracelet.
All righty.
All right, buddy. All right.
Y'all take care.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Eugene. Keep on calling in. Thanks,
Eugene. Memorial Day. Okay.
I never heard of that group that he mentioned.
Which one?
The group he mentioned. I never heard of it.
Yeah, he said something. I didn't know what he was talking about.
No. Okay, well,
the friction.
The friction.
Oh, fraction.
Fraction. Fraction.
Did you ever hear that group?
No. It sounds familiar. Let me pull it up, though. I know I've heard something. It sounds familiar, though.
In the 1960s?
Though. The fraction, yeah.
Wow.
See? I never heard
that one.
In a minute, I'm going to give who sang it.
Yeah, I think we probably should.
Oh. The
because we're going to break in 4 minutes.
A little bit off key here for a second. What was the guy that just died yesterday?
Oh, Greg Allman.
Greg Allman. Mm-hmm. He was a good man.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell. Nobody's on the line right now.
No.
So I'm gonna tell who sang the song. The group was called the Shirelles.
The Shirelles.
It was a big song when I was little.
They had a lot of hits. They had "Will You Love Me Tomorrow," "Tonight's the Night."
Will you still love me tomorrow?
There you go.
They had "Baby, It's You," and they had "Dedicated to One I Love," and they had "Soldier Boy." They had a lot of hits, a lot of big hits.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, and don't forget "Mama Said." Last week we played "Mama Said."
Can we go ahead, please, since we'll split them like half in the first hour and half in the second hour? Can we play the third anthem?
That'd be no problem.
Yeah, then we'll go to break after that. So how's that?
Go to the anthem, then we hit break.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Okay,
let's go. Getting people excited.
Oh, here we go.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder. Climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we dive, spouting a flame from under. Up with one hell of a roar. We live in fame, we're down in flame. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force. Sent it high into the blue. Hands of men blasted the world asunder. How they lived, God only knew.
God only knew.
Souls of men, dreaming the skies to conquer. Gave us wings ever to soar.
Wings before
and bombs galore. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
Gonna break, don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2js.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
And we're back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, and that was Chris Shaw behind the scenes.
The Coast Guard. I wasn't ready for it to be that. I was ready for like a whole 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's okay. Coast Guard. We'll play the Marines, by the way, and the Army again in the second hour because okay. I think we cut it a little short. But I understand we have our guest from Virginia.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Michael, okay. Do the honors.
Al, are you there?
Yes, how you doing?
Hi, let me introduce you. This is
Al Alvina.
Al Alvina. He's the director of the Veterans Association. That means he's the man. He is the man for around the country.
Exactly. BVA.
He is the big man.
Minded Veterans Association.
He's the director, the whole U.S., right? Am I saying it right, Al?
That's relatively close. I'm the executive director. Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Well, hello, Al. This is Gary, and I'm a Navy CB.
How you doing, Gary?
Doing fine. Got a question to ask you, if I may?
Absolutely.
Okay. You are the one that helps go out and fight in Washington for the fundings of people don't realize how much fighting and for the funds that we have, you have to go out and fight for us so we can get the equipment for the blinded veterans, all the equipment that talks to us, correct?
That's correct. We start off as an advocacy organization, and we do also provide some direct programs as well now.
And can you explain how difficult this is to do? I mean, to go into where you got to go and how you got to do it?
Well, as you can imagine, as complicated and as frustrating as it is to work in the Hill and with the individuals that are there, it is frustrating at times, but after maybe 7 years for us, a good example of what we just did with the passing of a bill. It was a lot of work, but it's going to help a great number of blind veterans that are not able to afford being able to go to a blind rehab center and get the training that they'll need to become more independent. And it's a great relief for me and the organization to make sure those individuals are taken care of.
Very good. And one thing, let's go ahead, if we could, let's start from the beginning. When did the BVA come into existence and why?
Well, it became into existence in March of 1945. It's now considered to be March 27th is Blind Veteran Day. And this was basically 100 blind veterans that came together and organized in Avon, Connecticut, where most of the blind veterans were being housed and receiving a little bit of training, and with a lot of push and support from Father Carroll, who's a popular figure in the blind community, these individuals came together and organized and became incorporated, and well, 72 years later, here we are. And we've done a lot more than just the advocacy that we do today and we continue to do. But we do a lot of other wonderful things to help blind veterans and become more independent and be leaders in their community.
So tell me this. What else do you do? I mean, I'm listening to Gary and you talk, and as a civilian, I'd like to know, what else do you folks do there?
Well, we help with a lot of blind veterans with handling their claims and benefits and navigating the complicated bureaucratic system that is the Department of Veterans Affairs. So we actually are all spend a great deal of time. We have about 10 individuals that work in a call center that are accredited through the Department of Veterans Affairs Office of General Counsel to handle the claims and benefits for those veterans. We also provide additional resources in that resource center. So if a blind veterans need some additional information of what they might be eligible for in their community or in their state, they're able to call our resource center and get some additional information to see what's available. Or if they need some advocacy support in their local community as far as their local VA, we're able to help there as well. We step in and provide some direct support there. We also have some direct support programs, which we just eliminated as with the passing bill, where we used to provide travel stipends to get blind veterans who couldn't afford to go to blind rehabilitation. So that one, luckily, we no longer do, because the bill was just passed this past October. We also provide some direct services for newly blind veterans that came back from the recent war since 9/11, and having a lot of peer support opportunities and recreational activities. And as many of us here all know, when you connect with other individuals that are blind, that's a big part of kind of overcoming the challenges that come with newly blind and then learning to deal with a new normal and moving forward and overcome those challenges and moving forward and, again, becoming those leaders in their own community.
Al, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we just had Bruce Davis on before from VIST. And he handles the Northern Florida and Southern Georgia area. So he works under your umbrella, correct?
Not exactly.
No?
It was a lot of our advocacy in the 50s and 60s that resulted in the VIST program. So the VIST exists today, with, quite frankly, as a result of the Blind Veterans Association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
So, Al, I have something here with the... how would I say, injuries. When a few years back, till 9/11 came, the Blind and Veterans were being taken care of, and it was easily being taken care of. But now with the overthrow, with the wars that have been going on in Afghanistan and throughout the world, that the VA is going to get overwhelmed with the blinded vets, and I think the leading cause of this would be concussion problems. Am I correct?
Explosions, probably.
Yes.
You're correct. There are some early studies being done with research, traumatic brain injuries, where individuals are suffering multiple vision disorders, or sometimes just quite frankly not much at all at first, but then down the road, maybe a year to 5 to 7, depending on the individual and how many episodes they were in, will depend on the severity and the number of visual disorders resulting from these traumatic brain injuries. So the recent numbers I just received from the Department of Veterans Affairs, it's probably about 30,000 individuals that have significant vision dysfunctions as a result of a traumatic brain injury. So right now they're not legally blind, but down the road, things, I think that might lead to individuals becoming more severely visually impaired. Unless there's some great advances in research to hopefully eliminate some of those disorders.
Right.
So how many blind vets are there in the country, approximately? Any idea?
There's an estimated 132,000.
Wow.
So with this...
Yeah, those are legally blind vets. There's probably about 1 million visually impaired veterans with low vision. And because of the advancements of medicine and special shots, and they're able to kind of fend off legal blindness, but they are visually impaired for a good period of their time.
So it ranges from 130,000 to 1 million, depending on as far as the
severity.
Health and severity of the problem.
Exactly.
So with this increase of eye injuries in the future, like you said, many years will be coming before they'll start going legally blind because of trauma, head injuries, and all. Would the VIST or the BVA be prepared to help get coordinator like bros out there to because they're going to need more bros, I'm sure.
We are, but the way things are projecting, there are still a great number of legally blind veterans that are from the World War II era. As these folks, these 32,000 with the traumatic brain injuries, start suffering from advancing visual impairments, the number of World War II veterans will continue to go down. So the projection models show that the total number of blind veterans might actually go down before those 32,000 transition into legal blindness.
Okay, and I got one really super crazy question to ask you. Now, this is the United States, and we have the BVA. What in other countries do they have anything comparable to what the United States officers, service members?
Absolutely. We have a group of veterans right now that just landed from the UK. We have an exchange program we've been doing with the blind veterans of the UK.
That's Tom
and
Zampieri.
Also from St. Dunstan's of South Africa. So they all came together in the UK at the St. Dunstan's Blind Veteran UK facility, and they had a week's worth of meetings with doctors and ophthalmologists, optometrists, researchers. They met some local celebrities in the UK and got to tour some of the nicer old buildings of Parliament.
Al, we had Tom Zampieri on our show years ago. Yeah, and he's over there in the UK now, correct?
He should be back now. They just landed probably early this morning.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
All righty.
Was you in the service yourself?
Yes, I was. I was in the service from 89 to 1996.
What branch? What branch were you in?
I was in the Army.
Okay. Yes. I have a son-in-law that's going to be going to Korea on the 10th of next month. So he's in the Army. He's the 1st Cavalry in Fort Hood.
Oh, that's a good unit. Okay.
And I have a 95-year-old dad that lives with us, and
Absolutely.
He was in the Army.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yeah, he needed help. He didn't even know the help that was offered to him until they found me.
But he's not visually impaired.
I helped him get through the system a little bit.
All righty.
Well, I mean, that's one of the other things about our organization. It's a matter that you become blind later in life. If you were in the service and you become later in life, you're still eligible for membership.
We had explained earlier, because the concept is a lot of people don't understand that they serve, but they don't think they're eligible for anything because they're not getting a compensation for it. But all you got to do is call them or something like that.
Gary. Al, what's your advice then? How would people – Who should they call or write to or email to? How would they get started if they're listening to you now?
Right.
Basically, they can refer them to our website, thebva.org, if they're not, or you can have a family member do that for them, or they can just call us at 202-371-8880.
Could you say it again, Al?
I have the number as well,
202-371-8880.
And then we'll put it on our website.
BVA.org.
Right. I will put that on our website on the resource page. Well, thank you so much,
thank
Al.
You. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much.
It was
buddy.
Really wonderful.
So, thank you for your service,
you guys,
Al.
Oh, absolutely. And I hope you all have a very good Memorial Day weekend and remember all those that have fallen to keep us here and free to converse on these type of radio stations about various different things, but I appreciate you inviting me on.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you so much for
coming
on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was
bye-bye.
Al Alvina calling in from Virginia.
And Al is the director.
But he's out of Washington, D.C.
Right, the Blinded Veterans Association, the BVA.
He's executive director.
The big man.
Yeah, he's the big one, executive director.
That's right. Well, that was very informative.
Yep.
All right. So
we want the best for our audience. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go into a break on the other side.
Play the first one. He's got my back.
March along, sing a song with the army of the free. Count the brave, count the true, who have fought to victory. We're the army and proud of our name.
And you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and that was the Army hymn. Can we play any more Marines?
Are they called hymns or anthems? Which one is
hymns.
It?
Hymns.
Are they hymns?
Hymns. We're going to break.
Not hers, hymns.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Not hers.
See you on the other side of the break.